And he stood in the Chosh Shiva Tzedek Shavua. So now the Shana will be clear that they disagree with the Baal HaMor and what seems to be Pshat and Rashi. Yes?
But
in that case,
that might lead to
Rebbe Shavua.
Is that a
Rebbe
Shavua,
right? He didn't say. That's possible. He
didn't say. But when there's absolutely no
Rebbe Shavua, then
Isha has
absolutely no halakha Shavua. No, I didn't say that. Contrary. The Baal HaMor is the one. The Baal HaMor says there's no Rebbe Shavua, there's no Din of Rebbe Shavua. Period. Boom. Cross it off. Right. There's no Din of anything. The Rebbe Shavua is meaningless. And that's the Pshat and Rashi. Yes?
But in that case,
that's
the thing
of the Kavua
that might lead to
a Rashi Kavua. Is that a Rabbanu Leorai?
He didn't say.
He didn't say. But
when there's absolutely no
Rashi Kavua,
then the creature
has absolutely no halakha Kavua. No, I didn't say that. I'm contrary. The Baal HaMor is the one. The Baal HaMor is right. Baal HaMor says there's no Rashi Kavua, there's no Din of Rashi Kavua. Period. Boom. Cross it off. Right, there's no din of anything. The Vesh Shena Kavua is meaningless. Unless it's a Vesh Kavua already existing. That's the Baal HaMor sheet. We don't pass this way. Allah is bringing it as a, it could be a sniff lahakal in a certain case of fakus. But it is a, Rashi, if Rashi holds that way, it's Mashra away from Rashi, then it soon would be not just a Das Yochid. Once you get to Rashi, if Rashi means it, then it's already a Das Rabin, a Chosh of a Rabin. That's a question of Allah. But most posts can hold not that way. Well, otherwise, you can take Vesh Shena Kavua nowadays and cross it out, because we don't have... unless those few women who have Vesh Shena Kavua, which is very rare. Any
questions?
Right. Well, it says in Shavanah, based on the Gemara. Okay? Oh. There could be another distinction between Vesh Kavua and Vesh Shena Kavua. Zivat Prisha. Prisha is what? What's the truth? Leaving out the Baal HaMor for the moment. With the Baal HaMor, whenever the Vesh Shena Kavua, whenever it exists, is the Chiyuv Prisha, that's Klal. There could be a difference, one is the Prisha Daraisa and the Prisha Darabon. According to those old Prisha Daraisa by Vesh Kavua, to the degree it's Darabon and by Vesh Shena Kavua. Alright? In certain, whatever case, one case or the other. But there could be another distinction between Kavua and Ena Kavua as far as Chiyuv Tzedika is concerned. We pass in our Locha that when a woman has a period, a sexual period, a Vesh Kavua, she is required to do a Tzedika B'Shaz Vesh. What about a Vesh Shena Kavua? Is there a Chiyuv to do a Bedika then or not? Is there a Chiyuv to do a Bedika Vesh Kavua or not? So this is a Machlokas in the Achronim. Is there a Chiyuv to do a Bedika to Vesh Shena Kavua? So this is a major controversy in the Achronim. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, it talks about Vestas. I mean, if you want to just talk about it at the beginning, let's just stop at the beginning and see how things have changed. The Tzifav just starts off by saying a page dalav in the book. It says, Rov Noshim Yeshlam Vestas. Right, they have a specific Vestas Kavua. I tell you that Rov has presumably changed. Okay? Now in Siv Beis, he says, B'shaz Vesta, page Vav, Shrit Tzorach Lifashimena Ona Achat. Okay? That's what we just spoke about before. Chiyuv of Prisha. Alright? Presumably, this chiyuv would be the Rabbanan. In the Beurim here, starts at the very bottom of the Vav, it goes on the page Zion, he discusses this issue of whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. Both the Rashbah and the Raiva, it's just Chadar of a Kutsu. I say preaches the Rabbanan, because we all vest in the Rabbanan. He's not as an Asmachta, quotes the Ra'ah, that it's the Raisa from Shazvest of Eilech. Okay, and the first half of the night would be the Rabbanan. Then he quotes the Ritzvah name of the Ramban. That's a half an hour samach lo. That's Doraisa. That's Doraisa. Okay? Then he calls another Behuda. That the whole Yom is Doraisa, because the Shema Yom is Kashina. And he calls Allah, we paskin against all these things. We paskin it totally the Rabbanah. Where I have something until now came from this Beurim. Yeah.
The Mitzvah in the
Mishnah
says that a half hour before the
Vestas
that
surrounds the Mishnah. That's what it says. Samachlo. I don't know what that means. It's a full hour, you think? Because I don't know. I don't know. So we, I don't have a ritual on Shavuot. So I can't say for sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. Can't tell from his Lashem exactly what. Maybe we'll look on the other, the Satan, maybe he'll call it. Huh? Out of here. Well, the Chidushi, the word Ritva, the first one on the line. The narrow line is page 9. A Ritva. The Shavuot, Taf Yitzchah, Samar Aleph, Maiti, Shita, got it? Shita, Acheres, Hashem, Ramban, the Ha, the Chiva, Tor, Lifar, Shtanach, Levesta. I'm a stomach mamish the vest, a chatzi shah, a stomach low. The bekwala huska letter on a shlem of yibay shah. What does that mean? I'm not sure. I don't know. Half an hour before on it? Could be. Could be. We get the gzera shah as well as well. We might have a gzera shah. I don't know. I can't be sure what he said. I don't know exactly. Okay, but I want to discuss halacha lemaisa. Is there a chiyuv bedika or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, and quoting on page Yudalas in the sefer, Tiftet, Shar Noshim. Let's say it's Shar Noshim. What means Shar Noshim? They're not pregnant. They're not nursing. They're not old. Trichot bedika kshegia. Havesas, Yata Bedika. The Farish is it? Yata Bedika. You need a Bedika. We thought before it wasn't clear in the Gemara, it wasn't a rabbi, it was just a nearly enticement. So we pass like the nearly enticement. No doubt, I think we pass the Malach. But you have to have a Bedika, Bishas Vest. Because even though you hold Vest in the Rabbanon, you still require a Bedika. Not Klor, not a rabbi Rura, because we said before, the Mishnah holds Vest in the Raisa. And Tosafot only said it's a nearly. But still, the nearly is Malach. We pass the Malach. Vesis Kavua. Oh, correct. Vesis Kavua. What about Vesis Shena Kavua? That's what I wanted to discuss with you right now. What Vesis Shena Kavua? What's the dip? What's the dip? So it says, Avra, look what happens. Avra Vesis Velo Batka. The Vesis passed and she made it. She did a wrong thing. And she didn't check. Velo Hergisha, next page. Velo Hergisha, Tahora Velo Bedika. What's that? What's he saying now? That's the Rabbanan, right? That's the Gemara's Nafkamina. Oh. Then it says, the Yesh Omer, Shasura Acha Tivdok. Some say, that Asura Acha Tivdok. What does that mean? What do you mean? I, we hold that Vestos, what is the Rabbanan? What do you mean, Vestos is the Rabbanan? So what are you telling me, Shasura Acha Tivdok? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why can't that simply mean that with the Rabbanan there is a Safek, and you know, Hanami, that, you know, we shouldn't Safek, you know, she's Tahora. But, in other words, she's Tahora Daraisa to the level, but, you know, there's a concept of Safek, and therefore she's, even though she's Daraisa, she's in the Cheska Sahara, we still hold her to be, Zayan, to the Dika.
Oh, the Gemara's like this. The Gemara's invested in the Rabbanan man, if she's Matasa Tahora, Sahara. But the Gemara didn't say, must she check or not? The Gemara never said that before, yes or no. The Gemara said, oh, this is the Rabbanah, and she checked later, and she found herself to be Tahara, so she is Tahara. But the Gemara never said quite before, must she check or not? Obviously, this is the right thing to talk about. It's all over. So you know, even checking is not going to help. What if all this is the Rabbanah? Must she check or not?
That's the right to check right away with her,
no? Right, but what's going on? She's over Azma. So 2 days. The first day it says Tahora below Bedika. Finish. The Yesh Omrim, Shasur Acha Tivdo, that she has to do a Bedika. She has to do a Bedika. Okay? Who said so? So the Be'agola said, this is Tosis. The Kabbalah Tosis doesn't like Baruch Sepshat before. Tosis is nearly the Tzvicha Livdok, right? Doesn't mean Bishas Vesta. It means any time before Tashmish. Any time. But even there would be no Chiyah to do a Bedika. Bishas Vesta. You have to do the Bedika later on. To Yeshua, nearly. 2 days. It's 2 days by Allah, let's do a Bedika later on or not. Yes.
How long?
She never checked, she's coming. Quite a tells us, yeah.
How long did that last for?
No, she does through me, she does the check.
Well,
she's clean, she's clean. No problem. As long as she's tall, she's tall. She's a sewer of bile adjective. Are you looking for somebody? Can we help him out? So, Asur HaTivda. That's the Gemara. Asur HaTivda. Okay. But then the Gemara goes, the Shofarach goes on and says, Im Yesh Lo Vesis Kavua. Then it's 2 days, was it Asur or not? What's the clear implication? So she had Vesis She'ena Kavua, then what happens? There's no Chiyuv to do a Bedika. In other words, the Vesis Kavua passed. Excuse me. If Vesis Kavua, I'll tell you. If Vesis Kavua passes, so first of all, she has a chiyuv d'bedika b'shas Vesis Kavua. Secondly, we say if she didn't, what happens then? She does surah l'bayla shetivda. If Vesis She'ena Kavua passes, she's clearly muteris l'bayla without bedika. So what piece of information is missing? And out of the four pieces, the four boxes there in the chart, what piece of, what box is missing? Oh, is there a chiyuv to do a bedika in the Vesis She'ena Kavua? That piece is missing. Three pieces are in place. One that has a slash, the Kach Machloikis. If Vesis Kavua, everyone agrees with the Chiyuv Bedika. If Vesis Kavua passed, the Machloikis would use Asur Lebala Muteris Lebala. Vesis She'ena Kavua passed, everyone agrees what? She's Muteris Lebala. What's missing? Is there a Chiyuv to do a Bedika in a Bishas Vesis She'ena Kavua? This is very much Halacha L'maisa. Because as Manah said, they almost don't even have any Vesis Kavua. So what's in that kind of a case? At that day. Yom, when I say Bishan, I mean Biyom.
That's
Shana Kavua, right. She saw Adam on the 3rd of Tammuz. After, you know, careening back and forth, they were there the month 1, 5, 3, 4, 2, 6, this is how it normally goes. Last month she saw on day 3 of Tammuz. Today's 3 of Av. Must she do a Bishan today or not? Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you the Farish. Doesn't say. So the Bani HaShulchan talks about it.
Sure.
The nafkamina would be according to the second day in the mechaber. If she did not do the bedika, is she muteris rasul the bali afterwards? So the Bali HaShulchan and Nunches says the lash of the mechaber mashma a little bit lechumra and some machmir. V'yeh shekotzvah shebevesed shena kavua af lechatzila ein atricha livdok. And of course, he has the famous conclusion, the Tov Lahachmir Meino Shasat Chak. That's your attitude towards Chumru, you know, that's the big topic here this summer. So the Yunim Tzadi Bey tells you who's what, the Machmir, and Pei Al Tzadi Bey. Who are the Machmir? Is the Bach and the preacher? The preacher contradicts himself. And the graduates, the Balatani. Who are the Mekila? The Beis Yosef, the Pada Shimonin, here's the biggest. I saw the Farish, I was one. The Chen Mashma B'Sefer Balia Nefesh. The Farish in the Rivers. The Farish. And Vesa She'ena Kavua, there's no Chiyu of Dika. Period. Ubilchus Nidal Ramban, Perakeh again, the Farish. There's no Chiyu of Dika according to the Ramban. Bracket. Look at the brackets now. Well, the Chora Mashmo Tasuga Kashita Zu. Okay, very good. Here's a very nice word here. The Maman of Shah. If you equate Eina Kavua Kavua, we should require Bedika afterwards, according to the Tosfos in the second sheet of the Mechaber. If Gavaldigatina. Correct. I think it's 100% right. You have the Rivet, you have the Ramban, and the Beis Yosef, and the Svara are all on the same side. So I don't know. It seems to me that it's just hands down. It's hands down. Plus, if you want to say, looking for Snifim Lahakel, you have the Balamor, and maybe Rashi, who said up as a matter that it really is, may not be any of it. He's in a vessel of Shana Kavua. Whenever you have a, I'm not saying we don't pop the Balamor. Whenever it's a Machloikis, and if you're winning already 4-0 anyway, so there's another sniff lahakel, we can retire a sheet that there's no that there's no vestas shena kavua to be mekel, it shouldn't require bedika. Of course, there is the amachmir, you can't deny it, the bach, one half of a prisha, and the grad. Someone wants to be machmir, can be machmir. If you can write in, it would seem that the psak should be more no to lahaka. Yes.
The
Lama Jom,
the
Yonah Ben. Yeah.
So that they definitely have to do.
I'm trying to avoid for the moment on abandonment. I'll discuss on abandonment tomorrow. Tomorrow I'd like you to see the Gemara, not Tezvo. Alright? All the Lama comes a little bit. Actually, Gemara Tezvo has to be the Sugim on abandonment. It's a few lines, it's very short. And the bottom totes. Right. Whoever didn't finish Tezayin today, just forget it. So tomorrow, with the Lama comes, we start from Tezvo with the bottom totes only. Okay? So I want to make sure you kind of catch up with other things. Yes?
According to that other day, that invest in Sheina Kavua, that if a low bunch of Avra is money, which is Mea.
No.
No such day.
No such day. At some point. No such day. Okay. No such day. Okay. Hold it. Okay. Now. What kind of vedika is required? Whenever you need a bedika, what kind of bedika is required? We spoke about it earlier. Didn't we just have it last week? What kind of bedika is a bedika? What's a bedika? What's not a bedika? So the official Chal Shem bedika, officially sanctioned Badat bedika. You know that this will be called Bechor of Mitzdakim. Right? That's the official. Official bedika, which qualifies for your annual bedika club participation, that requires chorin of a stock. The question is that bedika required here as well? So, Sefer Bari HaShulchan quotes that avada, a bedika is a bedika. Nun beis bedika hayne bechor bedika chorin of stocking. Right. Take a look here. Nun beis. It's on page Yudalas. Bedika. Hayne bedikas karnus dakim should also makam v'lo sagi bedik for kinuah kareda. Amnam, the stone will start to fall over here. Amnam mash v'divri aposkim she ain't a tzrichel v'liv dog for omek adakam she shamish dash. Like we have a hashtag time shim in the kiyam. Because we're making. Trying to cool it. So the question is, what's the halachic status over here? What's the halachic status? I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what my opinion is. If the words Vestas Rabbanan in the Gemara mean that you have to do a bedika, then I think that the Achronim are correct. Because if the word Vestas Rabbanan means that the Rabbanan are required to do a bedika, and the word bedika, we know what the word bedika means in Shas. It means Chor and Stuck. So that's what the Vestas Rabbanan means. If there's a Dechidit Rabbanan to do a bedika. However, if Vestas Rabbanan means something else, Vestas Rabbanan means the Chiyuv Prish to Rabbanan. That's all it means. And the Chiyuv Bedika is a Psanir Ali. And what's Psanir Ali? That it's just Kamet Di Mevarer that she hasn't seen yet. In order to she be Muteres Lebaila. She Muteres Lebaila. It would seem to me, if that's the case, it should come out that why did Chorin Stockim for? Chorin Stockim. Chorin Mustakim, we saw, that's an official bedika. Like the Meshach, we mentioned that shot last week. Why did bedika Shimon Akim for? She's no Argosha, and the Dabal Shalom Argosha, not Soser. So we saw Pshat and the Chazanish, and Rav Moshe, they wanted to say, no, you have to be Mavar 100%, beyond any doubt, there's no Kosk of Esarechem, and we do, etc., etc. This would be, this would be the chiv of bedika, which is required. There's a kasuv. Suffer Allah Shiva Tzemim. There's a kasuv. You have to do it to find it, determine it in this fashion. But in our case, if the word Vestas Rabbanan means do bedika, so it means that, because that's what the word bedika means. But if Vestas Rabbanan means preach, we're not discussing here preach, we're discussing a chiv of bedika, which is learning svara. What's the svara? She should check herself because it's a Shaz Vesta, maybe she's going to see Dam. And that's because of being matir right now. She doesn't have plans to have relations with her husband until another 3-4 days, whatever it is. So and it could be done later on. All we're trying to do now is a chiyuv to check and do a bedika when the vest is expected. You see, maybe Dan came. So it seemed to me that if that's the case, maybe it should be enough to do even a kinua, even to do an outside kind of a bedika. It would seem to be might be sufficient. Yes.
Why is the amount of shachtim like?
Yeah.
If it wasn't sufficient in an ordinary bedika, the korban stakim is required. Then why in general do we require korban stakim?
Korban stakim means that the it says in the Torah of a sakra law. We said before. I feel 100% sure. Right? 100% sure. Right? But in our case, we're going to so you counter and say, of course, I have to be 100% sure before she's in Bala, I have to be 100% sure. But that's baloney, because she's not going to touch Bala this second. That's about tomorrow, the next day. So no, I don't know that I'm 100% sure. So they did not have to, the owners, the best anticipated, should do a check. But you wouldn't know it has to be Dr. Bacarno of a stock. Why am I concerned with this? Because there's a famous Chavos Das over here. World-renowned Chavos Das. Was one of the I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on tape. That means if the woman has to have the moch talking for 12 hours when she's the, when the, that's the Chavos Das of Kumra. Moch dochel kol onas aves. Look, we have to have moch dochel for shas aves. We don't know, we have no specific shas aves. You have to have kol onas aves. And the Chavos Das is another Kumra. The shas aves can even more than one day. That there's a certain case of the Isha Shemeshana's Vesta, we'll see later on. You have 3 days in a row of both Dachos. No, it's no wonder. That's the joke that the oil was saying. Khalilah, it should be easier for you to remember the Chumra of the Chavos Das this way. The Biur, it's the Biurim and the Ramaskal Shar, calls it. With Nime Vena, Mashakot, the Chavos Das, Lots of both Dachos call on it a Vesta. It's the Yesh Lahore Al Dvar, you see on page Yudalot. The hard number to accept the parak tet alach of bases of the shana. Ketad ha'isa lemuda liyos rov yom esrim liyom esrim. The ein mechayv and also shetayyada be'enah be'enah kol ayom ela botkim pamayim levesta. Ad kaz the shana to accept. Umashvet ein tzorach moch dochot kol ayom to vesis. Hey, enough in the to accept that you don't need it. Huh? Enough in the to accept. Enough in the to accept. Enough in a tosa. But with Emma Chapolsky and Avoyim Achrav after the Chavos Das, Kotsu Kain, Shen Torah Moch Dochok, Ela Shalobeiru Heitev Mosai Tivdog, the Kama Vidigos Tivdog on the Tavessus. The Yeisha Kotsu Vistama Shatasa Kama Pridigos Bonai, Lo Porto Mitzvah Vidigos Vizmenea, Onam Chazanish, Tilkos Nidos, Simen Feis, Simchon Chavez, Kotsav, the Sagi, Bibdika, Achas, Vitov, Onas Aves. Once is enough. Isn't that amazing? Then there was one. Chadish against enough in the Tosefta. Zikhen Dazayim. That's the Bucky because Chadvi Atar. How can I go against the Tosefta? What? Tosefta.
The
Tosefta
said two.
Two. Chadanish. How can he go against enough in the Tosefta? Unbelievable. No, what do you say? What? Maybe? Or maybe the Tosefta holds Vestas is Doraisa. Could be the Tosefta holds Vestas is Doraisa, you need two a day. Or if the Taurus need two a day. We pass the Vestas to Rabbanon, maybe it's different. I'm not exactly sure. Presumably. Yes, Jonah?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you say, like the coach is 19th, you know. Near
that you should do the earlier. Yeah.
I mean, you should have to do
something later or not? When later? Was you have passage in the bow? No. Well, I don't understand. What could Khan do now to be mad that take place 2 days from now?
No, because anything, you can actually get it over with
now. No, but I'm saying Khan is done to establish what we call the certainty principle. But certainty only makes sense if it's going to be matter something which is right now. But it's not going to be certain at the end anyway. It's the 2 days going to elapse in between. So what's the point? Yes, Bob?
The grud picks up the word Kamayim.
Wow. Isn't that unbelievable?
Samach.
Wow. I didn't notice that.
It picks up with the continuation of our Mishnah.
Wow. I didn't see that. The grud picks up Kamayim. Ooh. So, Chazanish. I always say, it's Chacham Alef Minavi. When did I have it? Was it this year or the last year? Hey, remember when we had again, that might be halacha in Taurus. And if it's halacha in Taurus, it would make perfect sense. It's borrowed as a continuation. So the mission is back enough Yudal Pamayim Tichadios Bodekes. Right? Pamayim Tichadios Bodekes and Shimon Akim. So the Bashaz Vezot Pamayim Tichadios Bodekes. Same Pamayim. Pamayim Biyavo. Same Pamayim. Has to be twice every single day. That's a special chumrah. When the Bedika is a formalized Bedika. Either in Shimon Akim or Shaz Vesta. So if Vesta Rabbana means, even if it's Rabbana, or Vesta Taraisa, if that word means, as a Chiv is doing Bedika, then it has to be a formal Bedika, and it has to be twice a day. But if Vesta Rabbana means Prisha, and the Bedika is only the Mavar, maybe the Dam came or didn't come, then it would seem to be, to me, it should only be once should be enough. When once during that day? When should it be? So it seems that the better time to do would be towards the end of the day. This is a Biurim space by Parichas. When should you do it today? When should you do it? When should you do it? He says, better do it both times, of course, yeah. But then he says that the Iker is to do it towards the end. So it would seem. But then he has a very fantastic cooler. Fantastic cooler over here. Take a look here in the second wide line. Second wide line. Omnam, he paid your dollar. Omnam, Efsher, Shimlo Veshes, Michnasayim, Kitsarim, Nikim, Hamudokin, Lipsara, Sagi Bezet, the Ain Sarah, Livdok, Akash, Omer, Onasa, Sheze Atmo, Havi Kibdika, the Ilu Ba, Vesta, Isamotis, Kesam, Michnasayim. Okay, we had this already last week a little bit. That the, he has a kula to rely upon the Mechnasayim, Mehudakim, to count for a Bdik, to count for a Bdik. This, I believe Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is the same kula in Rabbi Ida says. So it seems that according to this would be a tremendous kula if this is accepted. That there'd be no Chiyuv Bdik at all. He's saying it just what, in order to do what? In order to should cover, should not do two bedikas, three bedikas, or there's mechnasayim account. If you follow his logic, so you should say you don't have any bedikas. You have a bedikas with the mechnasayim. I would say la halacha to rely on this kula alone. I don't believe you can. That's too much of a kula. However, it seems to me that you can rely on this kula but see with other things. We said before let's say vesas she'ena kavua, because the ma'aseh most women have a vesas she'ena kavua. We spoke before that Shenek was the Chiv of Bedika, so we thought we had four nothing. We had a Tziruf of the Balamor, that there is no Shenek of War. So a fifth Tziruf I want to make after, another Svar to be the Tzaraf Hakal in that case is, that she's away with Messiah Mehudakim, that in effect what? That there is a Bedika taking place. So based on all this I would say, that if it's Messiah Mehudakim, and it's Vesna Shenek of War, that they should really take it over the top, that there should really not be any real chiyuv to be eish la'achmer, as the Rabbi Ashulchan said before. Because first of all, we said before, the kemat boru, the best shenek of war is no chiyuv of bedik, kemat boru. Then, there's a question that maybe there is no best shenek of war nowadays. Then, according to Rabbi Ashulchan Tzvar, which Rabbi Moshe thinks is masking to, with the undergarment that is a bedik. So it seemed to me, la halacha, that should be enough to be makel halacha l'maisa, in this kind of a situation, yes, sir.
You say that there's no chiyuv
because of Rabbanan.
So, what status is the nira that still required? So, what is that? It's not Rabbanan, it's not the right. What is it? You know?
No, I don't
know. You suggested before that
there
might not be a requirement of
a chiyuv
even with Rabbanan.
That's a shayna
kavua. Right. And that which the chiyuv that's practiced today, what would it come under?
He wouldn't need it. You wouldn't need it.
Well, when you said Tosfos is near the Tzavah.
Right.
That's what that
means. The Vesus Kavua. I've been told somebody Vesus Kavua. Vesus Kavua. In conclusion, one can suggest as follows. That perhaps, what are the two deists fighting about? We saw two deists in the Rishon and two deists in the Mechaber. About a Vesus Kavua passed. She didn't do a Bedika. She has through the Baal and Mutaris the Baal. What's the Shiloh? Sounds like this. If it's a din, that Vestas Kavur, that Vestas Rabbanan means that, that means that the Torah, the Rabbanan, whatever, requires to do a Bedika B'Shaz Vesta, And like we saw in Tosafot, to be twice a day would be a kind of a, like I said before, like a halacha moshe misinai, like a din, like a vados, like you have to have a shivin nekiyim. It's basically a chiyuv bedika per se, and therefore it has all the chumras, has to have tamayim biyom, and has to be bechorin of a stock, and all those chumras. It would seem to me that if it has to have all those chumras, we can have one kula. The kula is, it's a chiyuv bedika. You didn't do it, you blew it. You blew the chiyuv bedika. You blew the chiyuv bedika. But if on the contrary, you want to accept all the kulas we had until now, and say, no, this is not a chiyuv bedika like in the classical sense, the official badat bedika. It has to be with all the details. No! It's just in order to find out that she has to have damana. So that would be enough to have once a day. Maybe it would be enough to have. We wouldn't have to have korban stocking, all these coolers. Yeah. But it seems to me, if that's true, we'll come with one chumrah. But that chumrah is that since it's not up to Allah, once we've seen as a gazin, a real formalized din of Vesus Rabbanan in the sense that it's a kach tikkun chachamim or kach gozer Torah Vesus Daraisa. Rather, it's simply a matter of de facto trying to find out in fact if she saw dam or not. That's all you saw to the Badika. And therefore this leads to a couple of coolers which I mentioned earlier. But that'll lead to a chumrah. If the time passed, you have to check again before Tashmish, because you should have, what is a chiyah Badika per se? It was a chiyah Badika to determine whether there was and she would tell us the battle from now on or not. So if you didn't do the Badika b'shas ba'onas ha'vesas, you have to now do the Badika subsequently, until before she is muteret lebala. That's what I wanted to perhaps make this clear. What I'd like to suggest now, and I'm going to stop this year, my room availability is up. The Gemara discusses how long the Chiyuv Prisha lasts. The Gemara says that it lasts post the owner, as opposed to owner achriti, only the time, the 12-hour time period during which the owner is expected, that is the owner which requires preacher, not the owner before. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Or the Gemara. Problem is, all the ruah. All the ruah says, quotes the Gemara, everybody else, all of a sudden he turns around and says, you have to wait an extra onam, an extra 12-hour time period, before the time period during which the vessel is expected. Doesn't say why. Let's take a look here in the Bari HaShulchan on page Ches, Sukkot Yudayim. Mubu Adas HaShulchan Arav, Chirak Onan Deveses Asma Asur. Obviously, look at that. Onan B'Shach Ma'ayti B'Shem on the Ruah Shechayav Nikpash Kan Ba'ona HaKodemes Onan Deveses. It's going to Mevesa Peyom Porosh Balayla Shalafana. Mevesa Balayla Porosh Peyom Shalafana. Doesn't give any reason. The whole, but now she did done. Hey, Levesa Shalem Kavir Shaw. Rock the Fabian Romans, kill us a yaw, Fabian Bertiso, Fabian Zofo. Okay, that shall call a young Shad Vesta, Mamish. Block on us, Mukul Levesa. On the shall the fun of you on us, Mukul Levesa. Okay, and Kai, we got Lifros Gamba on our heat. Will the day of Duke Gamba Vesta Shaino Kavua? Chorus, we men are based on them. Well, the Dina Nechlikum is that post to my brother. The Yeshakas will talk about that to Shulchan Aruch, Shem Torah, the Prashala on Achas, after that says, Kavua. Who's that? Torah Tashlamim, Praise Be Placey, Beis Lechem Yehuda, Chokmat Adam, Marasham. The Kain Ra'isi, Muva Gam Kain B'Shem HaChazon Ish. There's a whole history behind this one. There's a pamphlet. Rush with his pamphlet. Another panel was written by Rav Kalman Kahana from Yisroel, who was close to the Chazon Ish. He wrote the Tevet called Taras Bas Yisroel in order to try to make sure that as many people as possible keep all the Taras in the Shvach. But he wrote it with close consultation with Chazon Ish. And in this kuntris, he passed like a Shulchan Aruch.
And he said that when a woman has a vessel perspective, she has to be porish that vessel. He totally omitted the chumrah of the ruah of the shah. So he got this yoinus. Put some of the letters that he got there in the back, in second edition. Oh, this yoinus that he got from the machmirim. How could you leave out the shah and the ruah? So he wrote back that he spoke to Chazon Ish. And he even produced a letter from the Chazon Ish there. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have it here. Either he has a letter from Chazon Ish, or he quotes from Chazon Ish verbatim and says, look, you live in a Zohar Parut, you're not a Chumrit, you have to make sure that the Iker Adin is kept. The Iker Adin is like a Shulchan Aruch against the other roof. That's what it means over here. Chavisi Muvo Gamke in the Shem Chazon Ish. I don't think he talks about it in the Sefer, but it's quoted in his name. That's one sheet, a little bit of my Kilim. And the other posts would disagree. And a machmir, kitzur shulchan aruch and shari toach, and there's different minhagim and makomos, different minhagim and makomos. It would seem that even if one is machmir, it would make sense to make a pshara, which he doesn't even quote directly. Only the implication, by vetz kavua, maybe there's more. You know, it's more to be makhmir, even though we don't understand it. No source in the Gemara. Maybe yesh ta'achim v'dolka, that you can justify the chumrah. With a vessel she'ena kavua, where there's so many other svaras lahakel, first of all, the pasuk said, we follow the shach, we follow the other rule. You know why? Because the shadow of the rice. Ooh, maybe it's the rice. So. Because the whole many preacher might be the right. But the Vesha Shana Kavu, we said yesterday, it's certainly the Rabbah. That's number one. Number two, not without a small cow, number three might not even exist. Yesterday, it's Balamon, maybe Raj. So therefore, based on all this, I would say that the Vesha Shana Kavu, is more notes on the Hakel. The Vesha Kavu, then it's already a Shiloh. I'll just make it anyway. One can understand more why one might want to be mocked. Just in case, here's one of the riots that they bring. The Shulchan Aruch, the fifth year, close to Gemara, says that Harosa Lesu Bezera Tzorach Lisko Dishto Afilu Samach Levetzah the Gemara and Yavamah. This is one of the main riots they bring that preaches the Rabbana. It preaches these riots, you can't even break to a guy just going on a business trip, or whatever trip he's going on. Must be holding the rabbi. With all those holders are right, so what do? So they say, Torah Lipkodesh does just mean Bedire Ritzui, Hebrew, Menishuk, but not Betashmish. The Rambam says, I feel the Betashmish, sorry. Will be called Al Mapper, Bedire Ritzui, Tabal of Rock. It's another sheet. Now, the camping arrived ruler from here that preaches the Rabbana, because they can go to those that preach to those Saraita, because the moment never matir Tashmish Bishat Vet. They say. Another interesting question comes which emerges from here is, whenever we say that Bishat Vesta, the Chiyur Prisha, what does the Chiyur Prisha entail? All right. So the Shabbat says, Bishat Vesta Torah Lifrosh Mimena. So, what does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch says, in fact, it's the base, V'lo mishakreves al mitashmish mulvah. That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. But the question would be, why? What's the difference? So, two reasons are given. One reason is that tashmish needed these sakaris, and other kreves and no sakaris. Second reason is we're afraid that the tashmish itself might bring on the da'at. My focus is the Rosh and the Ran, I think, though. I want to point out. What's the Pshat Prisha? Prisha, you're afraid I'd be a freak. Look, she's expecting events that day, and it could happen any time. You know, it's the law of average. It can come any single time, say the whole city's supposed to be that night. So it can come any time between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m., for argument's sake, remember those. 8 p.m. and 6 a.m., 11 and 11 is considered a night. Anytime. Just afraid that Chalila, just when B'Shas Tashri may come, just by a freak, a quirk, come anytime. It can come 8, it can come 10, it can come 12, it can come 2, it can come 4, come anytime. So that's what, that's one sheet. I think that's the Rosh. Shema Tifas Nida Tafta. That's by chance. It's the Ran who says that we're afraid that the chiyum of the Tashmish might cause the da'at. What's the name of the Ra'o? The Ran says something similar. So if the second shot is that, we can understand another reason why Shah Kravis might be Mudur, because it would not have the same idea of causing the rest to take place. That's the bottom line of the Shulchan Aruch. Once again, we find the Shulchan pulsing on one machmir again. Both in the Bach and the Shach and other pulsing on one machmir, even Shach Kravis, but Mikra didn't pass like the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, other Gedolim, that Shach Kravis is what the slight problem would be. So what do you do later on? Shad Vesta, Sarah Lefok, the Mashar Kravis, it's obvious. In the Hanami, it's obvious. It doesn't, who has to be a special head? It says in the Gemara, that's doesn't mean that's a special dispensation to get over here. Who says? But what ordinarily is what to hear in the Chiyuv. That's all. So it's no, you can't bring a rattle somewhere from there. Okay. This takes care of the Prisha itself. Now, let's talk about a new topic. Very, very difficult topic. And that is Ona Beinonis. Ona Beinonis literally means the average period. Now, this expression is found numerous times in Shulchan Aruch. Ona Beinonis. Ona Beinonis is a big thing. What does it mean? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if a woman has a regular period, Vesis Kavua, she has to worry about a Vesis Kavua. There's no Vesis Kavua. It's what we call an Ona Beinonis. An average period. Where does it come from? Where does it come from? So the source, it doesn't say anyone in Shas. Nowhere in Shas the term Ona Beinonis is found, to my knowledge. No, I don't think it's found anywhere in Shas. Ona Beinonis. It doesn't say anywhere. The only real source for the din of Ona Beinonis is the Gemara back on that Tetzvot. Right. Take a look on that Tetzvot. The person who's out of town, he comes back, so she's a chesed tar. Only mitzvah betoch yemei onot. What does that mean? Says Rashi, betoch yemei onot. Lamed yom leria. Avalaka lamed vaya bedika hol ustam nashim chazan itself ona. So Rashi understood that the expression onasa here means ona benedis, the average ria of 30 days. Amar Rabbi Huna, lo shano ela she'ela vesis ela vesis. Amar yesh la vesis, also the shamash. It's a question of something. What should we say? Something. Maybe something. What should we say? Vada. The Tosus explains. Rashi is a little different shot. Now. Questions like this. What is Rav Huna referring to? Is he referring back to the Mishnah? Or is he referring back to Rish Lakish? The Rashi is quite clear. Lo shanu dechi mat'a tov yimei onasa. Lo boi b'dika ela shalom b'shat higiyeh v'etza. B'tov osan yomim shoya b'derach goni shishesh v'etza v'lo higiyeh b'tov osan yomim. But higiyeh v'etza that surah d'orach v'manova. So, maybe you get an interesting impression. that the original din of Husha Bob and Sarva Tochi Be'al Nasa is across the board. Owner Bainus applies to every single woman, because there are no exceptions. Owner Bainus is a general rule. But I'm really around Shavuot, I'm thinking around Ban, around Adam, called the Ritzvot. They all say that according to Rashi, owner Bainus A exists, and B always exists. Sorry. Because according to Rashi, Rav Huna goes on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is Mechadish, a new din of what? Ona, no? Ona Benin. That's Rish Lakish and Chiddush. Okay? And Rav Huna mentions cases of Vesna's Kavua, Vesna's Shema Kavua, the whole Sugya. Never is it mentioned anywhere the Sugya that there's a Vesna's Kavua that no din of Ona. On the contrary, the implication is that they're talking about details. Yesh levestin, ain levestin, and the existence of the owner Bainus is considered universal. It exists, the question of the details. The most Rishonim and Adam disagree and say that there's two different dinners. Rish Lakish is talking about ain levestin kavua. Ain levestin kavua, then you have to worry about owner Bainus. That's Rish Lakish's dinner. Rav Huna is referring back to the Mishnah. Lo Shanu, Shanu is the Mishnah. Goes back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is Rashi, who is a Machmir. Who is a Machmir. On the other hand, yes, yes.
I'm
sorry. I don't know anything.
You think
that if Rapuna said, well, Shadow Shingle Bess is going back on what the Rapuna says?
Right.
And it's a Chumash. No, no, no. It's Right? But what will happen once she does? For some reason, she goes to college, So then it'll change. What? Thing. Jonah said, if she has a vest of kavua, and the vest of kavua is going to be less than what? Less than 30 days, it's not going to be shayach kolshev. It'll never come up. It'll never come up to shayach. The time the onavein is coming around, it's going to be an eden. In the Kanavi, right? Right? But what will happen once she does, for some reason, she goes to college, so then it'll be a dinner change. What? 30, oh. Another issue. Very, very serious question. We'll discuss that later, the Farid. What if it is a regular Vesus Kavua, according to Rashi, 34 days? 34 days. So from Rashi, I get the impression that maybe it doesn't matter. No matter what it is, it's the own abandonment of the Chok Veloyav. Shulchanot passes not that way. The one of us in the Kuf Pei says, this Allah says, Kalisha Shiesh Ein Lavetz Kavua, the Pharisee, Ein Lavetz Kavua, the Kosheshe, the Yom Lam, the Luryam, the Shion, the Bainus, the Stam, Nosh. The Yet Lavetz Kavua, the Man Yadua, the Kofuchom, the Fail Kafe, the Kosheshe, the Man Hayadua, but not for what? But not for the Bainus. That's quite clear to Shimon up against Rashi. Okay? On the other hand, lest you think that the Shulchan Aruch should be considered to be a tremendous makil, going against Rashi, you ought to know that this is not true on two counts. Number one, Rashi never spoke with Pharisee here about Frisha. Rashi spoke about what? Who? What? The deacon. And some have to maintain that according to Rashi, own abandonment only refers to the deacon, not as far as priest is concerned. She has to do the deacon. She's doing the deacon, she can tell us the Bible. That's number one. Number two, there are many Rishonim who totally deny the concept of own abandonment. For example, the Rambam and the Riv and the Rive never mention anything in their considerable works about own events. Doesn't appear. Not appear in station. Not there. Why not? Well, doesn't appear in Shas either. I would appear where it says, Vushabo, Matsu, Tosh, you may own Nasa. How else do one of them shout the word on Nasa? No? What did he say?
Nah.
Real man says, oh no, stop. Her personal owner, her own personal expectancy. That's a shot. Oh no, stop. Who should bow and start talking about oh no, stop? Not an automatic day or average of 30 days. No, her own personal cycle. He knows that she's been married for 10 years. He knows that the cycle is every 32 days, whatever it is. So Mutter talking may on us, so he figures it out. Says Mutter. Come again. Let's look what again. What's a Buna Eric? What's a Buna Eric? Good question. But if you show him an answer that he's adding, then not only is she also on the day of the anticipated Vesta, but afterwards as well. So they were showing not only on that day, right? Rish Lager says, Hu Shabba Masa Tochim Eon Asa, but Masa Biyom On Asa Zatsura. Right? And if Buna adds not only that, but even afterwards, is Zatsura. That's what the Rishon said. The Ra'ah says that way. Now, the Rambam, as the Chochmah Tzadal points out over here, the Rambam has a different sheet than Gan. The Rambam says every woman whose aim of the lesson requires Tzadik, we'll come to this later, basically at the end of the first term. The Rambam, as Rabbi Tzal Rasberg points out, could not learn Pshat in our sugya that is referring to a Isha Shein Levetz Kavua. She always needs B'dik. What's the Chiddush in B'dik over here? She always needs B'dik. So must be our Mishnah even referring to a case of what? No. Yesh Levetz Kavua. But the Rambam didn't want to hold like Rashi. The Yesh Levetz Kavua has another banner, so that's not the Stavir. So therefore, the Rambam came to the conclusion that guess what? There's no such thing as on advantage. All the Rabbi Tzal is just adding a fancy way that Rambam got to the same conclusion that the Raivid got there about tone. The Raivid and the Riv got their stuff. And Rambam got there like this, because according to his cheshman, it comes out that since Rashi is Shver, and every Shish ain't the best requires Bedika, therefore the Pshat and the Gemara is on also means best. That's the Chokh Tzal. Now, therefore, the Machaber is sort of an in-between treatment. He's not Machaber like Rashi, that even Vesus Kavua has to worry about onabandonis. On the other hand, he is Machmir, that onabandonis, when it exists, has to have a priest and only physique. And two, he's Machmir that it exists, as opposed to the Rambam and the Rif and the Rival, who deny the very existence of onabandonis. It's going to become relevant down the road. Onabandonis is not a Chulian. There were those who denied entirely. And there were those who agreed to it, but only as far as Tzaddik is concerned. Now, I mentioned before, Tosfos an amazing shot in the Gemara of Vestas Tosfos the what? The Vestas is the Rabbanon, considered a Suffolk Riyah, and a Suffolk Riyah and a Suffolk Tahara later on, so she's Muteret, the Cheskas Tahar. The Mepharshim is Kakasha. What do you mean? Shouldn't he try to devour the fact? Shouldn't we try? Why don't we take a chance? All right. You're right. If it's only a suffix, and maybe she went to the mikvah. But try to find out the fact. Ask her. What how can you have a right to be matir to the cheska tara? How can you do to it? Cash? So the yunin, the bottom of the Bali HaShulchan, the Bali HaShulchan, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tif Yudah, Kuf Pei Dal Tif Yudah. Yisha Shiyesa Vesa Tiyomim, Levad, Vigiyah Shat Vesa, Osho Lava Olev. Right? That's our Gemara. That's our Gemara. Ad Shiyisha Lena. Well, he asked her, right, but she got to the mikvah. Vim ain't la The Yolam of the Riyasa, the Kiyas has Vesta. That's again at the Al Gemara, according to the Pshat of many Rishonim. The Rishot, Acha, Vest, Shir, Shatispo, Vitispo, Yavo, Lea, Vetor, Vishal. That's again Al Gemara. All based on Al Gemara. So the Tiyunim, Kup, Tez, Zion, the Esther's Kash. Afa, Gav, the Kaimelon, the Arlo, the Afa, Suffix, the Sexfake, Hey, Gadigal, the Brewery with Arena. Apoch yokol levar yeshel at pia. So the yeshloma the shani apoch and yukam bechelz kachar. So the chazak you don't have to be levar even though you don't have to be levar again in 6 seconds. Olay yeshloma o sheyeshloch lo shayresh ha-sheyla leganya biyafe sheyizkor ta medusa shudam ha vabun alisha. Shemokol lo chivu levar. Ain't the kasa betos the rush with the chilp you bathe in the bay. That's the gemara dion in the bedika. The rush that's the reason. Two reasons suggest why the sheyla it's not required in this kind of a case. That may help. Now, by the Shulchan and Tegim about the Chumra from the Chavadat, other Mishachron, the Ashi Shalena means direct question. So the Gemara says, couple of places the Gemara talks about the distinction of whether the woman is Eiro, Yesheno, etc. So we'll see at the end of the first paragraph. Tosis indicates Rashi that Achi Shalena should be taken literally. That you have to ask her if she's Tahora. You have to respond yes. This is not enough, the fact that she indicates by her actions that she is Tahora. That's a question in posting whether this is required or not. Take a look at the Biurim, Zibra Masul Ad, Kuntukhav and Dad, Kostad Lotagir Vashachemet, that's all the Shorachov, Ultimi Pia, Kitor. It's in the Dorami, I don't know what. It's not enough to have an under the bucha. Alright? The Kankot, the Red School, Pehev, Yishchal, 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 I don't know what's going on there. Tavalti. She has to say that she went to the mix. Vine, Shom, Gabe, Yishchal, Shemaya, Cholik, Alechem, the Simla, Alechem, the Zah, because of the Sagi, the Shokem, the Zah, the Zah, the Zah, the Zah, the She's a horror. What do you want? And she went to the mikvah, she comes back. So it's the way to save the test. Not a shur. Omnam kad, gadim shasha vets, yesh loma. Maybe you can say, shabba lechem in simna moda, lo tagi b'shachem v'shachlo. So hosam kuli amu yadi, shakrevo asura, v'mei tumasa. So lechem is kayas karvas, habit, omer, and she's a horror. Aval hokas, lo hukzuka, v'tumo, elash ovar shasha vetsat, Lach kulei alma dina gemiri, dina gemiri, ladash, im lo bosko atma asura b'chalelu. The gamefer sheshokka shiyonet vesna. Akadi im lo kosh lo bosko atma, sorach l'shola, vidavko. Makes sense. I mean, it's a common sense distinction. That indicates that she went to the mikvah, and she came back and made indications that she went to the mikvah. You know she played, she took the decision, she told you that she ran up and going to the mikvah. There's no need for her to stay here, but test. Because umda is in the mukah. Now they're going to beat this Messiah over here. But in this particular situation, we're afraid that the Shechiva Etzel might be either a mistake or based on lack of, she forgot something, she doesn't know something, and therefore the Amir of the Pen might be required just in the matter of the fact. That is Amir of the Torah, this is the fever of the Messiah. And I guess if there's another beer of the Messiah somehow or other without Diba, it would be good even according to this. What happened is the Vesta came. Okay, Shazvesta came. She sits down every 33 days. The 33 days, 33rd day comes. So the Shulchan Aruch is also love all the Ashi Shalem. Right? The question would be, what if she bought Lishka Vesta? Is that an indication that she's Tahor? Does she check with someone she's Tahor? Right, after the, you know, she comes the next day after the Vesta. So he's saying not necessarily. Maybe she forgot about it. Maybe she doesn't know this is the dinner before. Maybe a couple of maybes over here, which wouldn't exist in the case that she was originally Tamei. So these maybes, you should ask if she's a Tahor. The Beurim, Pei Dala says you should ask if she's a Tahor, and it's better you should ask if she's bought God. Shas Vesta after, because that, if that's what we're afraid about, if that's what we're afraid she forgot, then what's going to say, are you Tahor? She'll say, what are you, of course I'm Tahor, what are you telling me, how can I try it? So he has to specify, did you do a Zedekah B'Shas Vesta? So he remembers himself on the best way to pass. In Pehei though, he says the whole thing only applies, he thinks, to a Vesta Kavua. A Vesta Shana Kavua, then Muteras Lomen Asame Tarav L'Shoav. We suggest that some of them are not familiar with but the Yesh local, the Yesh at Torah. That's what he says in Pehe. Okay. This is a very important piece of Shulchan Aruch, which I'm going to ask them now. Sure, what's the matter? Well, Mesh says Kavua, we said, oh, this is rare nowadays. It's rare nowadays. So, Lachor, according to Pehe, told it is not the ma'aseh at all. So many poskim say that the Yom Lamed, the only man is coming over here. That the Yom Lamed, right? The Yom Lamed is treated the gavi many in Yonav as if it's a vest kavua in many respects. And therefore, the din might apply to a Yom Lamed, even for a woman who does not have a vest kavua. Of course, it's assumed that it exists. Some poskim hold it doesn't exist at all. So then according to them, then this whole thing probably wouldn't apply much nowadays. We don't have so much Vesta Kavua. This is an important dish to know. He points out, okay, Dalit, so that's, because people don't realize this. So, the private kavua was not that frequent. That's why he put it in parentheses over there. He really was making a oral the mice. He wasn't making really the mice. He put it in parentheses and paid dollars. Oraka owned a bandit, Bisha Shayla Bandit, Kimavua Bissamu. That says the name of the vest is Yom Lamed the Riyasa Adi Kikiya Shad Vest, and the vest chain of Kavu is not included in this din, which is what most folks would say. So then it means that the Yom Lamed is treated in effect as a vest Kavu. Shulchan Aruch says so. Okay, just wanted to, this is an important thing to know. Okay, ready to go weiter? Okay, we have a lot of questions to ask today, yesterday, about details. For example, how do you contact the Vesta Chodesh? About 5 of us the same question. The months aren't the same number of days, right? 29 and 30, what kind of Vesta Chodesh? So we're going to discuss this leadership. But it's not right now. We can't do everything at once. We'll try to go and follow a certain order. So they will come to us, ask all these questions in due time. So I want to discuss briefly here a mission of Zion is one of that text. The Mishnah says over here on that Zion, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Noshim Dayan Shata. We learned the first Mishnah in Sefta that says that most women have to worry if they see that now. Maybe you have to worry that they hadn't thought that earlier, and this food which they had touched in the interim is coming. But there's four women that's unlikely going to see that, so we say Dayan Shata. It's an expression which means you don't have to worry about it, see down after it sinks. Who are these four? The Sula means before she's sees the period. Too young. Muberesh, pregnant. Meninga, she's nursing. Kena, she's after menopause. These are four women who are not supposed to be seeing that. And therefore, they consider what the expression of the Gemara is, the Mesulek and Domim. And because of the Mesulek and Domim, therefore, we say Daya Shah. Because Daya Shah doesn't affect us. It affects Tara. But we're going to see later in the Gemara that it might affect us in a different way. Maybe whoever's Daya Shata, the Suleka Sama might have an effect on her status and halacha for us as well. So therefore it's important to know what the definition of these situations is. For example, Sula we know means kosher from Zion and Beis, kosher Rosh Dam Yomer. Muberet Misheivada Ubra. That's a very important din. Once the woman is known that she's pregnant, then the din is that she's considered a Mesulek and Sabbath. We'll come to the details. So, Menika, a nursing woman, Acha Tikmala Spina, so she weaned the baby. What if she weaned him, or he died, or whatever? But her man's in the time as well, to go back to the original status. Chamam is still a Dayashayat. Unbelievable. How long? Forever. So, what's the answer? 2 years. It's not a Gemara, believe it or not, the mother used to nurse the baby for 2 years. 2 years. And the cane, first I had to part of the cane. But now, the before we come to define what precisely, what is the Muberet? Shehuka Rubra. What is the Shehuka Rubra? So, how long is that? We know some Rashi and Chumash off the Gemara. How long is that? 3 months, right? 3 months, that's when they consider Shehuka Rubra. The problem is that nowadays, nearly all women, as soon as they become pregnant, they stop seeing doctors. Not only nowadays, this is already hundreds of years ago, this was also that way. The question is, hey, what are you talking about? Why am I talking about the vet says for the first 3 months of pregnancy, once you know for a fact that she's pregnant, she shouldn't have to worry about it. So the old days, they really weren't able to always determine for sure that she was pregnant. I mean, the glory was from a prayer, but they didn't know right away. Nowadays, they have these lab tests. You can tell like 10 days, 2 weeks. After she becomes pregnant, and tell just kind of a simple test to do at home. So the question is, so once that she determines through this test or doctor, she's pregnant, do the all the benefits which are given to a Muberet as a Selecta Sabbath, they pertain to that woman as well? So Mitzvah, the answer has to be yes. Mitzvah. Selecta Sabbath. The Mishnah says not so. The Mishnah says you have to wait 3 months. So the answer is, this must be another instance of what famous rule? Mishtanu HaTzvoyim. Defined situations in which the nature changed. I don't know how, I have no explanation for it. But you find many places. I've got a list off a whole slew of situations. If you assume the Mishtanu HaTzvoyim, that the natural order changed a little bit. It used to be dangerous, it's no longer dangerous. It used to be not dangerous, now it is dangerous. Etc, etc. So that's what he quotes over here in the Bari HaShulchan. He quotes in the Tiyunim, the Kufay Dalas, the Kutman Nun Gimel, Avshein Einu Roos, and his Nashidi Dab, the Vyashin, his Abu Mitzalkim, the Meir. Ain't only possession is Shtana HaTev. don't understand. I don't know what the words mean. What does that mean? What does that mean? He's denying the Shana Teva? Or, I'm not sure what the... Huh? What do you mean, ain't over with the Shana Teva? But the Teva did change. So Rav Moshe has in the back of Rabbi Ida Teva, I think he discussed this. What do you mean, don't say? Close your eyes. Well, he says, since a very small minority of women, who stay, feed down, even after they become pregnant, so it wasn't the Shtana Teva Legamre, so even, what I assume what Rabbi Kivega means is, had the Teva always been the way it is now, that 90% of women when they become pregnant stop feeding down and 10% feed down, throwing out numbers, I don't know if they're accurate, so the Chazal probably wasn't made from the very beginning. But since Man of Gomorrah, women did not stop seeing down for less than 3 months. And nowadays, it still is a small minority of women who still see down. That's what it means, you don't say Nishtana or Teva, because it's not Nishtana or Gomorrah. Even though nowadays, it would be too small of a number to the Gzera to begin with, but we leave the Gomorrah Gzera in effect because it's more mute. That's what Moshe says, what I think it means. Now, aha! Now, if I turn around and say, all right, Rabbi Kivega, you don't want to say the Shtana Teva? Gevaldik. Let's put it the other way around as well. You have a case of Meineket. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Meineket, 24 months after she gave birth to the child, no matter what, nursing, not nursing, she doesn't see it, she's considered Mr. Lekas Dami. No. Let's say, Lo Nishtana Tvoy. Let's say, Lo Nishtana Tvoy. Rav Moshe writes that nothing doing. L'chorma, we have to say Nishtana Tvoy. You have to say that once the woman stops nursing, we assume that the period is going to come right away, which is what happens nowadays. But no one nurses 2 years nowadays. So, I mean, two grounds. We say we have to follow the Teva. We follow the factors now. And we do not close our eyes to the change in what's happened. Well, we'll come to it a little bit later. We're discussing situations where what she hasn't seen down. What if she did see down? She saw down, she may minekusla may bura. But then the Achronim say, the Shach, the Keshua, they say, that she did have one Ria when she was pregnant or nursing, that it does have a status of Vesh Chain of Kavua. So if you can't have a Kviyas Vesh, that's maybe, after that later. Even if there's no Kviyas Vesh in the may bura, but she should be choshesh for vesed she'ena kavua. That's what the Achronim say. Now, if that's true, that's controversial in a couple of ways, if that's true, that a woman who saw Davi Meibura has to worry about vesed she'ena kavua, but she cannot have a vesh kavua, that would indicate against what? Against whom? No? Catch it. If a woman would have to worry about a vesh she'ena kavua during a time in her life that she cannot have a vesh kavua, that would indicate against whom? Against the Baal HaMor, what we saw by people chatting Rashi. Because we said yesterday the possibility the only reason we approach a vesh she'ena kavua is why? Because we're afraid to lead up to what? A vesh is kavua. So if I can find you a case where vesh kavua is impossible, and still have to be a bunch of vesh chena kavua, that would indicate that reasoning is not accepted. Yes. If she has vesh the kav, she sees no dam. She has to do a bika. And she will tear the body after the deed, like what she was in pregnancy. Correct. When we discuss best now, what are we talking about the cloth? Talking about the deacon, preacher, what else do they talk about the cloth? That's what the shah comes up. Deacon, preacher. Nothing else to talk about. That's what we're discussing over here. Now, talked about the problem. He gave vessel a bur of a bottom mouth. He didn't do the dig of Mishas Vesel, he made bur. Mother says, can we borrow that? Leave the man, number vessel to the right. Mark. Came in the vessel to the right to buy the dig of Dilma came into the member to lock and buy a dig of. It's a shot. You need a dig of Mishas Vesel. It's also like the mission had a discussion. What the mission discussed? Come on. We're coming from the left field. What the mission discussed? Daya Shaita. So we're going to try to extrapolate based on Daya Shaita, what's going to be Bidika, and maybe Prisha too. The Gemara says we don't need Bidika. So Mehav is the Lachan Labaya Bidika. It says the Yitzhaka do not need Bidika. It says the Gemara. You see one thing Chloe is even in. No? If you hold best is the Raita, you need a Bidika. You need a Bidika B'Shad Vessel, the way the Postman say. Or you need a Bidika to be Matar and the Achar Vessel. That's quite clear. Now, I have an interesting deal. Why did they come in Borei Alim and Madama Vessel is the Raita? But no, that's the Rabbana. Why? What is that? So therefore, why is that thing? Ah. I hear what's happening over here. I thought you could make a deal from the fact that the Gemara only raised the question. If you hold what? Zoraita, as the man of the best of Rabbana, you do not need a Bidik at all. You mentioned this yesterday, I've traveled. Rashi said, best of the Rabbana means you're a Bidik with the Rabbana. And we suggested maybe no, best of the Rabbana means Prisha, means whatever. But there would be no give a Bidik at all if you're a best of the Rabbana. Perhaps a bit of a riot to that this tomorrow. Why am I limiting this question? Let me kill my brother, either by the best of the Rabbana. The same shot, best of the Rabbana. The Svi says no. The best is the Rabbana, the Gemara knew all along that Mr. Lekas Dabba was not got the Chiyah Bidik. It's only the Rabbana. Only if it's the right from the Shabbat. Yeah?
Well, it could be that what Rashi
says, Rashi seems to add in that why is best the right? Because the best is the right, he says, and Lobotka, Maksim, he will not say it. Right? He'll say it. This Shabbat, maybe the whole Shabbat is mine without being expected to prove it. But what? But if it didn't have Bidika, B'Shaz Vesta, if it didn't exist, to have a Shabbat, not then. If it exists, then that you have to do a Bidika, B'Shaz Vesta. If that does exist, right? So why can't the Shalom go in that case? Why must you have a Shalom Kalach? We pass the Rabbanon. Why must the Rabbanon buy it and limit it to a Shalom Kalach? That's a horror. Yes, John. Yeah, I understand. So why can you have this father's case differently? Right. Give the case. Have the phone shot. Bonnie was not in the opener. The Gia is best in a poor, a Tzvichel Livda, or a Tzvichel Livda. That'll be our local Amaisa Shadda, right? We pass the best into our bottom, correct? So to give a case, which is our local, which is our local. That would make more sense, wouldn't it? You do or you do not? I'll tell you the reverse. You do not have to. If you do have to, you can ask a legitimate question, what's the Maimu Bera? If you do not have to, by a regular woman, then you can understand there's no Shai Maimu Bera. Eat Maimu Bera? Why should you make that assumption? If the Sulek has done it, the Gemara concludes, Muteret, Leib Adika, can you automatically assume that a Pashas, that you do need a Adika L'chatchila? I mean, that would be a radical assumption to it. I would say the reverse, the Chassim and the Yodin never need a Adika. Yep.
What you're saying is, you think you're given
That's exactly what I'm trying to bring out.
I don't care.
You all like me?
Yes.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Good. Don't say anymore. Yeah. The Rambam omitted the whole Gemara. Not as I mentioned, told this. Not found anywhere. Not found. Why? Pashut why? Because the Gemara goes, the man that I'm a wad, Vestos wad, no right. We pass in Vestos wad, with the Rabbana. Ram never is a chiyah bedik. Finished. There's nothing to discuss. The whole Shad, Saka Shalom, kills us. It's exactly based on what I said before. That's why the Gemara could only have the Shad of the Rabbana, because the Vestos wad, there's no Shad to begin with. Only slight problem. You should have mentioned the Gabi wad. No, we said there's two things we mentioned. What's the better mention to? Two things. Bedika and wad, Prisha. Why didn't the Rambam mention this thing? We got a Prisha. Prisha, the Gemara of Fresh, Tata Kimba. The Prisha. I told him, he should have the shot over here. What's the din of Prisha by a Mubar? So what's the din of my school, the Rambam of Bible Bear? The preacher or no preacher? Yes or no? Pashas what? Takami didn't say something. Rambam quotes the din of preacher. Preacher generally quotes a quote. And he never said anything about Bible Bear in this regard. Nothing. Have a Shulchan Aruch? Hold on. No, the Rambam should have said something. If Isha has a vessel, is there a chi of Prisha Bashat Dinei Bura? The Shulchan Aruch says no. The way I understand Shad Ram doesn't have Bedika, period. It means no vessel. She sees everyone every the fifth day of the month. And she's pregnant. First of all, if called Manchal Ufer Ufer, we hold not so. We hold there is a vest. Right? And even afterwards, the Rambam, you get the impression, he doesn't say a word. Right? I looked around, I couldn't, maybe I missed it. Maybe he'll find it, maybe I couldn't find it. I couldn't follow the Rambam, what quoted his dinner. Shulchan Aruch is quoted. Shulchan Aruch says, in the Giyah Vest, the Vimei Vura, Mishuka Rubra, or the Vimei Menikta, Shev, Kabdal Fadash, which is another of last. Ain't a tzricha lifra shamach levesim. A fila v'tal levesim v'teres v'lo p'dikim. Come again? Kuf pei dalet tiv zayin. Quote of the Shulchan Aruch. Come again? I didn't see it.
I think it's not been there.
Hold on. B'shad Pashas. It's a different discussion. We'll come to that later. But B'shad Vest, they didn't quote it. Okay? At all. As far as Prisha, I'm saying the radical suggestion of Chumrah in the Rambam. Maybe all the Prisha exists even to be made worth having a Kusa. I didn't see Beferish that he should say differently. Now, and it's no little Beferish and Gemara that it's Muslim. I just find a Beferish and Gemara. Hold on. Okay, stop here. And then tomorrow we start a very important question. Based on the Gemara in Afir Aleph. When we talk about Shad Vest, what do we mean? The beginning of the Vest, the middle, the end? How do you compute, how do you calculate it? That'll be tomorrow.